今天下午跟大家来学习团契的喜乐。
This afternoon, we'd like to study with you the joy of fellowship.
我们来到教会，如果要寻找快乐，很可能我们会有一点失望。
If we come to church to seek happiness, we might be disappointed.
因为快乐应该是在世界里面寻找的。
Because happiness should be found in this world.
但是如果我们来教会要寻求喜乐。
However, if we come to church to seek for joy,
这是神的应许。
This is a promise of God.
喜乐是从神来的。
Because joy comes from God.
所以圣经在描写将来的天国没有哀哭。
That's why the Bible describes that in the future, in the heavenly kingdom, there is no wailing and crying.
没有眼泪。
There's no tears.
所有人世间负面的都没有。
There's nothing negative in heaven.
那是永远的喜乐跟平安。
There's only eternal peace and joy.
那天国，神的国就降临在我们当中。
And the heavenly kingdom has ascended among us.
所以我们要过一个喜乐的生活是绝对可能的。
So to lead a joyful life is possible.
那在昨天晚上我们学习腓立比书的第一章。
Last time we studied the first chapter of Philippians.
如果一个人要过得很喜乐。
In order for a person to lead a joyful life,
他的生活要改变。
He needs to change his life.
不愿意改变的人是很难体会到喜乐的生活。
If a person is not willing to change his life, it's difficult for him to taste, to enjoy a joyful life.
第一个改变
,The first change,
就是要学习侍奉神。
Is to learn to serve God.
这是第一章。
This is the first chapter.
那侍奉神的喜乐从三个来源。
So the joy of serving comes from three sources.
第一个从我们服事的众信徒。
First, it comes from serving our congregation and members.
因为我们爱他。
Because we love them.
所以他的成长就是我们的喜乐。
And their growth is our joy.
就好像父母看到小孩子每一个改变，每一个成长都是喜乐。
Just like parents, when they see the transformation of their child, it's a joy for them.
但是如果我们做圣工服事神。
However, if we serve God and do holy work,
但不是在神里面服侍神。
But if we not do it within the God,
所以说不是在神里面，就是没有神的爱在服侍神。
What I mean is, if we serve without the love of God within us,
我们就把它当一个工作。
We treat it, regard it as a purely a work.
你要带我带牧道，我就在；你要做我什么就做什么，我里面根本没有爱。
You want me to pick out a true seeker, I will do it. You want me to do this task, I will do it. There's no love in me.
就不会体会到这种喜乐。
Then we will not experience this kind of joy.
因为没有爱，他是他，我是我，没有关系。
Because without love, he is he, I am I. There's no connection.
所以第一个喜乐从服事，从我们所爱的众信徒。
So the first joy comes from serving our members and brothers and sisters.
那第二个服事的喜乐。
The second joy from serving.
从我们的投入、牺牲、奉献、受苦当中，我们看到圣工在发展。
From our dedication, from our time and sacrifice, we see the Holy Ghost growing.
因为我们的牺牲受苦，很多人跟着我们一起为着神来努力。
Because of suffering, because of sacrifice, and many people toil along with us.
我们看到圣工在发展，这是我们何等大的满足。
And we see the Holy Word continue to grow, and how joyful that is.
第三个
，Third，
服事的喜乐就是盼望中的喜乐。
The joy from serving is the joy of hope.
服事的对象就是神。
The person that we are serving is God Himself.
神就是老板。
God is the boss.
所以我们在服侍神，那将来我们要见到老板的时候，就是要领奖赏。
So right now we are serving God, and in future when we see Him, we are ready to receive our rewards.
所以死不可怕。
So death is not terrible.
死就是要见到神。
Because when we die, we are ready to see God.
领受奖赏。
To receive our rewards.
服侍的人生是有盼望的。
So a life with serving God has hope.
但是没有死，我们服侍这个人生是有意义、有价值的。
So when we serve God, our life is meaningful, is of value.
所以每一天想到我的生活真的很有意义，我们就觉得很满足。
So every day we think of that our life is meaningful, then we have content and satisfaction.
所以这种喜乐是从服侍来的。
So this type of joy comes from serving.
那第二章就在讲团契的喜乐。
The second chapter talks about the joy of fellowship.
如果我要过着很喜乐，怎么办呢？
In order to lead a joyful life,
要有团契的生活。
We need to lead a life of fellowship.
就是信徒之间呢，要有互动。
That means the members has to have interaction.
而且是在神的里面 的互动。
And this interaction needs to take place in the Lord.
那通过团契啊，让我们能够合一。
And through this fellowship that we can become one.
啊，那这个大的家庭啊，就是我们的喜乐。
So this a big family is our joy.
我们看啊，第二章的第一节。
But let's turn to chapter 2 verse 1.
啊，第一章的第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1. Philippians chapter 2 verse 1.Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, verse 2, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Here, Paul mentioned in verse 2,
意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Here, Paul said that being like-minded, having the same love, being the one accord, one mind, will fulfill my love.
使徒行传记载很多的神迹。
In the book of Acts, it describes many miracles.
但是其中有一个神迹，我们常常忽略。
But one of the miracles we often overlook.
3000人同心合意。
There are 3,000 people in one accord, one mind.
这是神迹啊。
This is a miracle.
有时候一个家庭三个人都没有办法合意。
Sometimes even the three members in a family cannot be in one mind.
那有的只有两个夫妻两个也没有办法合意。
Even a husband and wife cannot be one-minded.
那三千个人能够合意。
So for 3,000 people to be in one-minded.
成为一个身体一个家庭。
To be in one body and one family.
这是神迹。
This is a miracle.
这种的生活是喜乐的。
And this type of life is joyful.
所以第二节说要有意念相同。
So verse 2 here is that we should be like-minded.
爱心相同。
To have the same love.
这个是我们合一的一个很重要的原则。
This is the principle to be in one unity.
意念从哪里来？
Where does this mind come from?
意念从神的话来。
The mind comes from the words of God.
所以为什么家庭生活以神为中心容易合一？
That's why a family life that put God first is easy to unite.
因为爸爸的想法也是从圣经出来，妈妈的想法也从圣经出来，小孩子的想法也从圣经出来，很好沟通。
Because the thoughts of fathers from the Bible, the thoughts of mothers from the Bible, and the thoughts of the children are from the Bible, so they are very easy to communicate.
那这个不同的信仰很难沟通。
But with a different faith, a different belief, they are very difficult to communicate.
因为他整个人生的这个立足点不一样。
Because the base point of their lives are different.
那价值观不一样。
Their value system is different.
就很难沟通。
So they are very difficult to communicate.
就很容易变成貌合神离，同床异梦。
So it becomes that they may be sleeping in the same house, but they have different thoughts.
那教会就是一个家庭的扩大。
So church is the expansion of the family.
那每一个人的观念就在真理上能够一直在塑造，一直在成长。
So everyone's value system continues to transform and grow within the Bible.
那我们发现教会里面很好沟通。
We found that within church it's very easy to communicate.
因为我们有一个相同的基础，圣经。
Because we have the same base, same foundation, which is Bible.
那接下去说有一样的爱心啊，怜悯。
Here continue to say that we have the same love.
好，这个爱从哪里来
？Where does this love come from?
就是从神来的。
This love come from God.
那神的爱有什么特色
？What's the special characteristic of God's love?
就是神的爱是接纳。
Because God's love it's all encompassing and receiving.
所以加拉太书说，不分犹太人，不分希腊人，不分你的文化背景、皮肤的颜色、社会的阶层，神都接纳。
It does not differentiate you whether you are Greeks or Jews, whether you are different status, whether you are different ethnicity. God receives them all.
那为什么很难合一
？Why is it difficult to become one？
因为用人的爱就有选择性。
Because if you use the man's love, then we have a criteria。
所以你看那个小教会哈，一个二三十人、三四十人，大家好像一个家庭。
So if we look at those small churches that have only 20 or 30 members, they are all very one-minded。
大教会就比较难。
And the bigger church becomes more difficult。
所以有的人来教会是要寻找这个。志向相同的，兴趣相同的。
So some people come to church to find someone with a like-minded.
哦，相同年纪的。
Same age or same hobby.
哦，那你看吃饭就全部都坐在一起。
So we look at them when they eat, they all sit together. 哦，
那你不同那一种志向年纪的人，你坐在旁边觉得哎，好像坐错了地方。
If you have a different hobby, different resolution, you feel like you're sitting in the wrong place.
哦， 但是我们在家庭里面
，However, when we are in the family,
爸妈、小孩子连年纪都不一样啊。
Parents, father, mother, children, they are all in different ages.
但是就能够在一起。
However, they can be together.
因为这是爱
，because it's love.、哦、
所以我们来教会，如果有神的爱
，So if we come to church and we have the love of God,
就会发现我们可以打破我们的喜好、我们的兴趣、我们的年纪。
We can find out, we can break down the different barrier of our hobby, our age, and our interest.
那这样啊，教会才有办法感觉到合一。
Then this way, the church can be united in one.
因为这没有选择性。
Because there's no choice.
所以爱有选择性是教会合一的一个非常严重的打击力。
So if love has a choice, then it becomes detrimental to our church.
因此我们在我们中午的爱餐。
So when we have a fellowship meal during the lunch time,
我们永远不要感觉到，哎，我坐错了地方。
Don't ever feel that I'm sitting in the wrong place,
或者别人坐错了地方。
Or feel that people are sitting on the wrong table,
因为每一个地方都可以坐。
Because every table can be seated,
这是一个家庭。
This is a family,
是没有选择性。
There's no choice,
有这样一直我们的爱一直在成长，变成主耶稣的爱，这个大的教会才会逐渐的融合成为一个家庭。
If our love continues to grow just like the love of Christ, then the church, a big church, can be like a big family.
那我们来到教会才会很喜乐。
Then when we come to church, we will be joyous.
有一个信徒啊，他拿着饭呢，一直坐到一个桌子，那就有人跟他提醒，不是我们这里啊，就有人跟他提醒你坐错地方了。
There was a member who brought his dish and was ready to sit down. Then there's another member remind him, "You sitting in the wrong place."
哪里坐错？你那个门口有没有写说几岁要坐在哪里啊？
He was wondering how could I be the wrong place? You don't have a sign say this table belongs to certain members.
也没有想这个座位的规则是什么。
You did not have a rule for how we should be seated.
那为什么另外一个就提醒他坐错地方
？So why would the other person remind him that you are sitting in the wrong table?
因为他们已经有他们自己不成文的传统。
They have their own unspoken rule and tradition.
那个不成文的传统没有圣经根据的。
But this kind of unspoken rule has no base in the Bible.
只是一群人比较相好、要好，坐在一起比较有趣，就这样而已。
And nothing more than a few people who seem to share the same hobby, same mind, and like to enjoy sitting together.
那一个小圈圈就把整个教会里面其他的人全部都拨出去了。
And this little circle and clique has ruled out more majority of people in the church.
所以我们要爱心相同，就是要有神的爱。
So in order to have a same love is to have a love of Christ.
那接下去就是一个圣灵的感动。
Follow after that is to have the movement of the Holy Spirit.
同样的一个灵在感动我们。
When we have the same Holy Spirit,
我们就很容易同心合意。
It's easier for us to be one-minded.
因此，在这个神的爱、神的道跟神的灵的这个带领之下，这个教会的合一让我们充满着喜乐。
So we are under the guidance of love of God, love of words of God, and spirit of God. Then we are very easy to be united in one.
所以教会的合一主要的因素是因为神在我们当中。
So the unity of church comes down to that because God is within us.
这是很自然的一个结果。
And this is a very natural outcome.
这是从第一节跟第二节。
This is what we can discover from verse 1 and 2.
团契带给我们合一。
A fellowship brings us unity.
因为在神的爱、神的道、神的灵之下，我们在团契。
Because we fellowship and united in the spirit of God, words of God, and love of God.
那第三节跟第四节在讲合一的障碍。
And then verse 3 and 4 talk about the barrier and the obstacle of being one-minded.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
Okay. 如果我们看英文，有时候帮助我们了解中文。
Sometimes if we read English, it will help us understand Chinese better.
中文说不可结党，英文说 self-ambition.
Here, English say not to have self-ambition.
这个就比较容易了解。
This is easier to understand than the Chinese translation.
Self 就是自己。
Self refers to ourselves.
Ambition 就是它的里面有一个自我的目标存在。
Ambition refers to that we have our own objective and our own purpose in mind.
那是这个教会要合一就难了。
So when we have that, then it's difficult for a church to be united.
那我们来到教会，不应该有 self ambition 吗？
Does should we not have self ambition when we come to church?
不错，不应该有。
It's so. We should not have a self ambition.
因为主耶稣说
，Because Lord Jesus said，
你如果要跟从我
，Because if you are to follow me，
第一点要舍己。
First, you must deny yourself.
舍己就是没有自我。
For deny yourself, meaning that you don't have yourself.
那如果我们在教会里面有任何一个 ambition， 有一个任何一个理想。
But if we have any ideal, any ambition in the church,
到最后是因为为着神。
At the end, it's because we are doing it for God.
啊，不是为着自己。
It's not for ourselves.
哦，所以隐藏在内心最深处的这个 self ambition 是教会合一的一个障碍。
So Lord's ambition that's hidden deep in our heart, it's an obstacle that prevents us from united.
哦，那这个 self ambition 一扩张就变成结党，就很实际的可以看到一群人结在一起。
So this, once this self ambition expanded, we can see that these the type of people were grouped together.
它不是以神为中心，是以人为中心。
And they no longer put God first and center in their circle. They put themselves in the circle.
那这个是教会合一的一个障碍。
And this is an obstacle for church to become united.
啊，这是第一点。
This is the first point.
第二点。
Second point.
第二句话。
The second sentence.
贪图虚浮的荣耀。
To
虚浮就是说，我们人有一个虚荣心在里面。
That means that we have enjoy being praised.
啊，人在世界上啊，总是有这样的一个倾向。
We have this inclination in this world.
所以你在看在社交场合里面
，When we are in the social circle，
每一个人互相赞美。
Everyone praise each other，
好像喝醉酒一样。
Just like persons drunk。
啊，因为回到家里面，自己就感觉到自己很伟大，很了不起。
When we go home, we feel that we are proud of ourselves. We think we are great.
哦，那这种心态如果带到教会，就会发生问题。
Now, if we bring this type of mentality to the church, then there will be a problem.
哦，我们在教会里面主要是荣耀神。
In the church, our sole purpose is to glorify God.
工作做完，别人知道不知道，这已经不重要。
Once we finish our work, whether other people know us or not, it's not important.
所以施洗约翰叫做旷野的声音。
Therefore, Baptist John is called a voice in the wilderness.
他为主耶稣铺路。
He paved the way for Jesus Christ.
他的讲道很有能力。
His sermon is powerful.
但是叫人悔改。
He told people to repent.
但是他圣经说他是声音。
But Bible says he's the voice.
传达意念以后，你看不见。
Once the thoughts and voice is passed, you can no longer see him.
如果今天教会叫我们写一本书
，If today church asks us to write a book,
但是不能够留你的名字。
But however, the condition is that we cannot leave our name on the book.
诸位想想，你愿意写吗
？Let's ask ourselves, are you willing to write that book?
我们试试想想看。
Give a thought.
每一个人做了一件事情，总是要留下一个名。
Everyone, when he accomplishes something, he wants to leave his name behind.
但是如果我们做一件事情，我不愿意留下名字。
But if we, when we accomplish, do something, we are not willing to leave our name behind.
啊，这个就是我们朝向圣经的方向越来越靠近。
We are actually walking toward the direction of God. We are drawing closer to God.
所以不要贪图虚浮的荣耀，这是以人的虚荣心为基础的。
So not to desire the praise of others.And this is the praise from coming from other people.
好，我们再回来看第三节、第四节。
Let's come back to read verse 3 and 4.
第四节要个人不要单顾自己事，要不顾别人的事。
Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others.
所以以自我的利益为中心，这个会影响教会的合一。
So for those who put themselves first and put themselves as a center, this will affect the unity of the church.
所以不是说不要顾自己的事，不要单顾自己的事。
Here say it does not mean that we should not look out for ourselves, but it says we should also look out for other people as well.
那这样啊，我们才顾别人的事。
Then we can look after the other people's interests.
那实际的表现是什么
？So what's the actual manifestation?
我们来到教会。
When we come to church.
我们所关心的不只是我。
What we care is just not ourselves.
我们要关心别人。
We also need to care for others.
这样子教会就会更温暖、更合一。
Then this church will become a more unified and become more warm.
所以我们就来想想看哦。我每一个礼拜来教会，我一定要跟一个不同的人谈过一次话。
So let us just give a thought that if we determine to come to church every week to talk to a person that we never talked to before,
有没有办法做？
Can we accomplish this?
是有可能。
It's possible.
那如果我们有这样的一个心，
Now you have this type of resolution.
52个礼拜我们就跟52个不同的人谈过话。
In 52 weeks, we will be able to talk to 52 different people.
因为要顾别人的事，你一定要跟他谈话。
Because we care for others, so we must speak to them.
来关心他。
In order to care for them.
那大家有这样的心呢，教会就不会有人觉得他被冷落了。
Now, if we have this type of heart, then people will not feel that they have been left out.
才不会感觉到，因为你有某种条件，所以大家都会靠近你。因为他缺乏什么条件，所以没有人要理他，那就不是很好了。
They will no longer feel because there are certain conditions they have to meet, so they are being excluded.
我们的往外扩张就是要顾别人的事。
So in order to expand, meaning that we need to care for others and look out for their interests as well.
那第五节到第十一节
from verse 5 to 11,
就提到主耶稣的榜样。
It talks about the example of Jesus Christ.
怎么会让我们教会合一呢？
How do we unite our church?
如果大家跟主耶稣一样，教会就合一了。
If we are every one of us are like Christ, then we will become one.
那第五节到第十一节啊，有提到两个重要重点。
There are two key points from verse 5 to 11.
我们看第七节。
Let us read verse 7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant.
这里讲虚己啊 ，empty himself， 主耶稣把他自己倒出去了。
So here, all Jesus empty himself.
我们人都有很多我们觉得很宝贵的。
There are many things that we regard as something precious.
那这个很宝贵的，常常是社会人在判定我们价值的地方。
And these precious stuff are often standard that people in this world used to judge and to evaluate us.
也常常也是觉得我们自己很有价值的地方。
And often are the things that we feel that we are different, and then we determine our own self-worth.
也常常是让我们觉得我们比别人高一等的地方。
It often leads us to think that we are more better, superior than other people.
那这个地方常常就是我们的障碍。
And these areas are often our obstacles.
所以什么叫做舍己屈己，就把它倒出去，倒出去就是没有了。
So what does it mean to lower yourself, meaning to empty yourself?
所以保罗说
So Paul said,
我不夸肉体
I will not boast myself.
他这个肉体英文翻作 confident of flesh.
I will not boast my confidence of his flesh.
那什么叫做 confident of flesh?
So what does confidence of flesh mean?
他的肉体是指的什么？
What does this flesh refer to?
法利赛人
Being a Pharisee.
公会的议员
，being the council，
加马略门下受的教育
，being tutored under Gamaliel，
律法的义无可指摘
，he has the righteousness coming from the law that he cannot be blamed。
这个跟拜神都没有关系
，all these things has nothing to do with worshiping God。
这跟神面前的价值都没有关系
，this has nothing to do with the worth in front of God。
所以保罗说，我有，但是我不谈这个。
That's why Paul say I have those, but I discard others。
所以他看到一些假师傅一直在夸这些。
So when he sees some people bragging and boasting about these,
保罗说：“如果要夸我比你多，但这个算不了什么。”
But he said that if we are to boast, I have more than you, but these are nothing.
这个叫做虚己。
This to empty yourself, to lower yourself.
那一旦虚己，人就可以当仆人。
Once you empty and lower yourself, they can become a servant.
就可以服侍。
Then you can serve.
所以有时候我们看慕道者跪不下来，一跪下来就得圣灵。
Sometimes we see the true seeker friends cannot kneel down. Once they kneel down, they receive Holy Spirit.
所以那个跪不只是外面的姿态而已。
So by simply kneeling, it's just not a physical form.
那个跪代表他内心的一种改变。
Kneeling refers to the transformation in his heart.
这个里面的我倒不出去，你跪不下来。
If we cannot pull our own self out, then we cannot kneel down ourselves.
我在社会有头有脸的，我怎么有办法跪下去
？I have a high status in this in the society. How can I just kneel down?
跪不下去就得不到圣灵。
If you cannot kneel down, then you cannot receive Holy Spirit.
不是这个姿态让你得不到圣灵。
It's not because of this physical form that prevents you from receiving Holy Spirit.
是跪不下去这个心态让我们得不到圣灵。
It's the mentality, the heart of not able to kneel down that prevents you from receiving Holy Spirit.
如果一个人愿意谦卑。
If a person is willing to humble himself,
洗别人的脚就没有困难了。
And then he has no problem washing other people's feet.
那每一个人都可以洗别人的脚，教会的合一就没有障碍了。
If everyone can wash other people's feet, then there's no longer obstacle prevent church from being united.
因为已经倒出去了。
Because everyone has emptied themselves.
那接下去我们再回来看啊，腓立比书第二章。
Let's come back to read Philippians chapter 2.
啊，第八节。
Verse 8.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死。这里讲顺服。
And here say that he became obedient.
啊，那怎么样顺服
？How did he become obedient?
自己卑微
，because he humbled himself，
就舍掉自己啊。
And he gave up himself, emptied himself.
这样才能够顺服。
This is the only way to be able to be obedient.
如果每一个人都顺服神
，if every one of us become obedient to God，
那教会就合一了。
Then the church will be united.
就好像家庭里面一样
，it's just like a family.
如果每一个家庭的人都很顺服神。
If every family members can submit to God,
圣经一翻开来，对的我就做，不对我就悔改。
When you open the Bible, what Bible says, I will obey. What Bible says, I'm wrong, I will correct.
这个教会，这个家庭就合一了。
Then this family will be in one mind and united.
所以家庭不能够合一，就是里面有一些人不愿意顺服。
So when a family cannot be united, it's because some members are not willing to submit, being obedient to God.
所以从圣经看起来，婚姻问题就是灵性问题。
So from the point of Bible, the marriage problem is nothing more than a spiritual problem.
你不可能两个婚姻的灵性都很好，但是婚姻合不来。
You cannot have a good spirituality, but cannot get along in your marriage.
因为一顺服，家庭就合一。
Because once you obey, you submit, then you will have a harmonious marriage.
所以要造一个合一的家庭，一个最根本的方法要从信仰入门。
So in order to have a united family, the fundamental part is to be united.
那教会就是家庭的扩大。
And then a church is the expansion of the family.
所以我们要学习合一，到最后就是要以主耶稣的心为心。
So in order to be one, we have to have heart of Christ.
那主耶稣倒吊虚极，然后又卑微顺服。
So when we see Christ empty himself, lower himself, and then being obedient himself.
那这样就失去了他做人的价值吗？
Does that mean that he lost the value of being a man?
所以有时候我们人常常愿意在人的面前呢，要把抓住一点，抓住这个，因为我怕失去别人对我的价值的评断。
Often we in front of people, we often want to seize this and seize that because we don't want to lose the value that people place on us.
那现在看主耶稣在神看起来他像什么
？But right now we look at Christ, what does he look like in front of God?
第九节
，verse 9，
腓立比书第二章第九节
，Philippians chapter 2 verse 9。
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名。第十节
，verse 10。
叫一切天上地上地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝。所以神就把他升到至高。
So then God exalted him and giving him the name which is above every name.
所以主耶稣的名是超乎万民之名。
So we see that the name of Christ is above every name.
非常有权柄，非常有能力，非常有荣耀。
It's glorious, it's powerful, it's almighty.
所以那个卑微的耶稣，顺服的耶稣，到底他失去了什么
？So the lowly Christ and the obedient Christ, what did he lose?
从神看起来。
From the sight of God,
他不但没有失去什么，他得到很多。
He not only did not lose, but he obtained a lot.
从永恒的观点来看
，from an eternal point of view,
他成就了永远的价值。
He has accomplished this eternal value.
这个就是我们做人的目标。
And this is the objective of us.
所以第一个二章一节到十一节是在讲合一的喜乐。
So chapter 2 from verse 2-11 talk about the joy of unity.
这是要以主耶稣为中心，这样来努力达成的。
We must put Jesus Himself as ourselves, and then we can achieve this purpose.
那从第二章的十二节到十八节
，Then from verse 12 to 18,
就是在讲得到救恩的喜乐
，is to receive the joy of salvation.
我们看第二章的十五节
，Let's read verse 15. That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world.
16.
Verse 16. Holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labor in vain.
好，然后17节。
17. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I'm glad and rejoice with you all.
这个十二节里面说，要恐惧战兢，做成得救的功夫。
Verse 12 here, that we must work very hard for our salvation, with fear and trembling.
救恩是要付代价的。
Salvation, we must pay a price for our salvation.
虽然救恩很宝贵。
Even though the salvation is precious.
但是这个救恩不像那个这个市场里面的 on sale.
But this salvation cannot compare to stuff that's on sale in the market.
救恩是很宝贵的。
The salvation is very precious.
要得到救恩要付代价的。
In order to receive a salvation, you must pay a price.
所以要恐惧战兢，做成得救的功夫。
So we must do our work with fear and with trembling to complete our work.
那我们这样努力啊，会有什么改变？
So if we put out this kind of effort, what kind of change will we receive?
我们看十四节刚刚十五节刚刚读过的。
Let's read 15.
你们在这个世代中好像明光照耀。
That will you will become a shining as a light in this world.
在做神没有瑕疵的儿女。
You will become a blameless and harmless as a children of God.
就在神面前没有缺点，完全。
So you have no blemish in front of God.
那这个追求的结果就是我们信仰一直在进步。
So the result from our pursuit is that our faith will continue to increase and improve.
那信仰一直在进步啊，我们的人生充满着盼望，就充满着喜乐。
When our faith continue to improve and grow, and our life will fill with joy and peace.
所以十七节。
So therefore, verse 17.
我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，那我被交奠在其上也是喜乐的，并且跟你们一起众人喜乐。
Yes, and if I'm being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I'm glad and rejoice with you all.
所以保罗觉得他们信仰在成长，这个就是他的喜乐。
Therefore, Paul feels that when their faith grows, this is his joy.
这是我们要追求的。
This is something that we should pursue after.
第三个。
Number three.
从第二章的十九节开始。
From verse 19, chapter 2, verse 19.
这个十九节开始啊，在提到同工团契的喜乐。
This verse 19 talk about the joy coming from the fellowship with co-workers.
保罗在做圣工当中有同工的。
When Paul holy work, he has many co-workers.
那至少在十九节到三十节，他提到至少有两个。
From verse 19 to 30, he mentioned at least two co-workers.
第一个是提摩太。
The first one is Timothy.
第二个是以巴弗提。
The second one is Epaphroditus.
我们看
verse 25,
十九节。
19. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you surely, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state.
20.
Verse 20. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state.
22.
But you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel.
所以保罗在做圣工当中，提摩太跟他同工。
So when Paul was working, Timothy was his co-worker.
那提摩太带给保罗很多的安慰跟喜乐。
Timothy brought much comfort and joy to Paul.
那这两代之间好像父亲跟孩子一样。
And this two generation is like a father and son.
所以保罗每一次哪个地方发生问题，他就打发提摩太去。
So every time he heard that there's a problem in a certain church, he will send Timothy there.
那我们看二十八节。
Now let's read verse 28.
所以我越发急速讨发去，叫你们再见他就可以喜乐。
Therefore, I send him the more eagerly that when you see him again, you may rejoice.
因为提摩太把神的恩典带过去。
Because Timothy brought the joy of Christ there.
在主里面跟他们有团契。
So that he was able to fellowship with them in God.
那这个今天到底在讲什么？
So what is he talking about here?
我们在教会里面做圣工
So when we work in the church,
孤单是很可怕。
Being lonely is a terrible thing.
越重要的圣功越不能孤单。
The more important work, we can not be alone.
孤单很容易被魔鬼打倒。
And when we are alone, we are easily defeated by Satan.
两个比一个好。
Two are better than one.
三股合成的绳子不容易被折断。
Three strings of a rope cannot be broken.
那美国的，现在美国有11个传道。
Right now in the United States, there are 11 preachers.
那散住在全美国。
Spread all over the United States.
那每一年只有一次可以聚在一起。
They can only gather one time a year.
就是 NCC 以前有一个Minister Workshop， 有一个圣职人员的团契。
Which is the Holy Workers Ministers Workshop before the NCC meeting.
然后大家能够在一起讨论，一起分享，一起鼓励，一起祷告。
So they can all gather together to discuss, to share, to pray, and to fellowship.
那这是一个非常重要的时刻。
This is a very important moment.
那大家在一起的时候就觉得很喜乐。
And when we are together, everyone feels joyful.
觉得不是孤单的。
And we feel that we are not alone.
那有时候我们看到一些工人自己工作很孤单。
Sometimes we see that some worker who is working alone.
我们就觉得真的很着急。
Then we feel anxious and worried for him.
因为孤单有时候担子太重了，压垮了，没有人能够分担。
Sometimes being alone, the burden is great, and it's too heavy that he can no longer bear.
那孤单有时候走错了路，没有人把他带回来。
And sometimes being alone, when you walk down the wrong path, no one is able to bring him back.
所以我们在教会里面这个团契的喜乐，就是让没有一个人在服事中会孤单。
So one of the joy from fellowship is that no one who serves God should be left alone.
那大家彼此关心，互相讨论圣功。
So that we can care for each other and discuss our church work.
使我们的服事变成很喜乐的一件事情。
So let our servitude become a joyful thing.
所以在腓立比书第二章提到团契的三个喜乐。
So in Philippians chapter 2, talk about three things that give us the joy of fellowship.
第一个就是通过团契让我们能够合一。
First is that through this fellowship that we can be united.
那这是喜乐的。
And this is joy.
第二个。
Second.
通过团契让我们互相的鼓励。
That through fellowship that we can encourage each other.
因此我们的信仰可以成长。
So our faith can grow.
那这也是一种喜乐。
And this is also another kind of joy.
第三个。
Third.
通过团契。
And through fellowship.
我们在服事当中有同工。
And when we serve that we have co-workers.
让我们的服事有一个伴。
So when we serve, that we have partners.
不孤单
了。We will not be alone.
那这也是一种喜乐。
And this is also another kind of joy.
所以我们如果要喜乐，需要有团契。
So in order to have this joy, we must have fellowship.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
342。
Sing him 342.